It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Marjorie Adams Fiore, and I'll be your guest host today for this show, and we're going to change things up today. I have the pleasure of interviewing Suzanne Oshima. Suzanne's a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. You need to start writing that one. Suzanne helps single women transform midlife into your best life and to find love again in your next chapter. And today, you might want to grab a pen for this one. Today, we're talking about the biggest online dating profile mistakes that repel men away. You need to hear this one. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, Marjorie. I'm so excited to have you turn the tables on me and let me share a lot of my expertise on online profiles.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to share this information. You got to help a girl out. I mean, we don't want to repel men away, but can you start by sharing with us why you're an expert in online dating?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, I didn't go to college to get a degree in dating or online dating. I got a degree in marketing. And I worked in marketing and advertising for years. And after I was laid off from a job, that was a life-changing moment for me because I knew I didn't want to go back into the ad agency world. And believe it or not, I had always been intrigued with the dating industry. And so in 2002, I decided to become an entrepreneur and launch an online dating site. And so back then, the biggest competitors were Match.com, eHarmony, OkCupid, Lava Life, and some other ones that are no longer around. But that's how I got into the online dating industry. And then I went into matchmaking, day coaching, and now I just focus on women in midlife who want to transform their life into their best life and find love again in their next chapter.
That's amazing that you were like on the cutting edge of being an entrepreneur. I mean, 2002 was way different than it is today. That took a lot of determination and gumption, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, savvy, especially in something like a dating site. So you've progressed, you know, to our generation. And I want to jump right in because I think today's topic is really exciting. And just tell us, cut to the chase, what are some of the biggest mistakes women make on their profile?
Well, the biggest mistake that women, and it's not, by the way, let me backstep, not just women, men make this mistake too, but because I know it's women in my audience, I'm just going to focus on women. So the biggest mistake that women are making on their profile is their photos. And whenever I look at a profile, I can literally tell within the first 30 seconds what's wrong with someone's profile and why it's not working. Because I have an eye for it, because I used to have an online dating site. And so some of the biggest photo mistakes that I see people make are, number one, they don't look like how they would show up on a date. So either their hair is back in a hat and you can't even see their face, and they've got some big sunglasses on, and they say never wear sunglasses because it hides the windows to the soul. Ooh. And when I heard that, I was like, that is so true. Because if you think of it from the opposite perspective, when we see men on online dating sites and they're wearing sunglasses in their first photo, don't you feel like, what's he hiding?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not a movie star, first of all. I know you aren't. But what are you hiding? Right? And I always feel like that. So the first thing is, don't wear hats. Don't wear sunglasses because it hides you. Right? Number two, usually the photos are grainy and dark and they're just not good quality, or they're a million miles away. Like, there you are. You're that big, but I can't see you, right? And so a man has to squint to try and see the photos. And literally, I can tell whenever someone doesn't have enough self-confidence because she tries to hide somewhat in her photos through other ways, like the too far away or the hats and the sunglasses, or you know, she's with all her friends, which is, by the way, another big no-no, is I know you want him to know you have friends, but what happens is you know who you are. He doesn't know who you are. So then he starts going, wait, is that her? Is that her? Or, oh, her girlfriend's cute. Who's that? Right?
Right.
And we want the spotlight to be on you. This is all about you.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay to take photos with your cell phone? If you have an iPhone?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. That's one of the mistakes I didn't mention. It's okay to take photos with your iPhone. But no selfies. Ladies, stop taking selfies. No one looks good in selfies unless you're like Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Because
she's the filter.
Yeah, and she's mastered that art. But what I find is most people are doing average or less than average jobs of selfies. And I don't know about you, Marjorie, but whenever I take a selfie of myself, I'm like, first of all, it's a little too close.
Right.
I'm like, you're showing too much. And I just feel like the angle's always off. Like, it just doesn't look right. And then if you do the biggest no-no of a selfie in a mirror, where you take the picture going that way and you're holding the phone.
Right.
Who looks good like that?
This is my own, but I feel like it's a little casual to be like, here's my picture. And I feel like it's a little juvenile, honestly. I mean, there's no age limit for taking a selfie, but for this kind of, you know, it's a serious thing. It's like you said, show up how you would show up on a date. But with the pictures, do you find that it's more of the, you talked about lighting and not wearing a hat and glasses. And that reminds me, you know, I used to be a real estate broker, and when I would look at houses online and they only had a front picture, I'm like, oh, there's no interior photos. Wonder what that house really looks like. You know, it's the same kind of thing. Like, what are they hiding? That's what you
Yeah, that's really funny that you said that, because when I was trying to move from New York to Newport Beach and I was looking at apartments online, it was the same thing. It was like, it looked really good on the outside, but wait, there's no interior photos. What's wrong with this place? Yeah. And I wouldn't even waste my time because I knew something was wrong. And so it's the same thing with your online profile. If you only have one photo, it's a red flag. And you want to have a variety of photos, right? It's not just about having the shot of looking good on a first date, but you want to have enough photos that shine you in the best possible light. You know, someone said in one of my programs said something the other day that I thought was really interesting. Is she owned her own business, and she got her photos taken for her business and her online website, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought about it, and she was saying, you know, I got these photos done for my business, and she was telling someone else, you know, you can also get your photos done at the same time. And what occurred to me was this, is if you owned your own business and you were trying to get clients, whatever you did, whether it was real estate or what I do, I would never just stick up like random shots. I had it professionally done because you want to shine yourself in the best possible light. It's the same thing with online dating. You're actually looking for someone who you want to spend the rest of your life with, share life experiences with. Why wouldn't you shine yourself in the best possible light, right? And make that effort. And it's important for people to realize that, you know, yes, it's work. But if you want the right person, we need to make the effort.
Right. And actually, it's, you almost need to be, it's, you know, some people may feel vulnerable, but it's like, that's what you want. You want somebody who's vulnerable enough to put their picture out there. It's so funny that I just thought of this when I was in a course for online, and they said, you know, if you're ever in a group and somebody wants to do something with you, if they don't have their picture, if they have something else, don't. Because if they can't put their face on there or their own picture, you don't want to connect with them. They're not going to put themselves out there. So it's just kind of like, and it doesn't have to be a bikini shot. You know, it could be, I would grab somebody that I trust, a friend or a sister, and have them take photos of me in flattering light, inside, outside. And, you know, how many photos are you typically allowed on a profile?
You can have as many as you want. Here's the thing, is it's more about quality, not quantity. Okay. So I always recommend around 5 to 7 shots, right? Now, mm-hmm. That being said, don't try and make 7 shots out of, and you have 2 bad shots, because you're only as good as your worst shot, right? Because it's true. If you were to look at a man's profile and you saw the last photo wasn't great, you go, that's what he really looks like, right?
Right.
But you can have a friend do it. I personally recommend that you hire a photographer to do it, because again, we want to shine you in the best possible light. But if finances are an issue, of course you can have a girlfriend do it, but it's important to get certain things right as far as lighting, angles, poses. There's a whole things, a lot of things that you really need to think about when you're trying to get the best photos to shine you in the best possible light. Because the other mistake that a lot of people make is they don't look at the backgrounds of what's going on. And I've looked at profiles online where I see like a messy bedroom in the background or a messy kitchen. And like, Marjorie, you used to work in real estate. Would you ever have taken photos of the interior of a house if the kitchen was messy or bedrooms are undone? No.
Yep.
Because everyone would go, oh.
Well, everybody takes their picture in their bathroom. What's up with that? Is it the biggest mirror? I don't get that.
Yeah, I think because
that's me. I'm like, what's on their sink? What's on their sink? What's behind them? Like, you look at all that stuff, but it's distracting too. It really
is. It is. And you know, I know what some of the women are saying just by what you said. They're going, yeah, but Marjorie and Suzanne, men do that all the time. I don't care about the men. We're talking about the women, and those aren't the type of men that you're trying to attract. If you're trying to attract quality men aren't doing those type of photos. Quality men are looking for quality women. They're shining themselves in the best possible light, and it's important for us to do the same, right?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, even going to a photographer, I mean, there's creative ways to do that. I had a college student do my son's, he was a co-student with him, for graduation pictures. Because again, the photographer can be expensive, but she was very generous with her time. And you can find people, you know, it's not a boudoir photo session and you don't have to have the top photographer, but somebody could come to your house. You could spend a day if you earmark places around town, but why not have some good, this is like an investment for your future. I mean, what else? If you got it wrong in the past, or obviously stuff hasn't worked up till now, if you're trying to go do online dating, like, get it right from the beginning. Like, invest in yourself enough to show yourself in your best light. Be serious about it. And then you're done. Then the photos are done.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know what I always say to people is that if you make the investment and the effort, right? Because it is an effort, I'm not going to lie. It makes everything just a little bit easier. You will get more men contacting you. And you, when you reach out to men, you'll get more responses because you're shining yourself in the best possible light. You have to think of it as an ad for you. Remember, I used to also work in advertising. So again, this is your ad. And I know people don't like to hear that, but it's true. It's your ad for you.
And it's like your ad, your book cover. But I would think once I did that, I would have more confidence. I would want to see, because I know my photos are more professional. They are the show me the best light. Like, that's got to give somebody a little boost of confidence, because now they're proud of their profile. They're not like, oh yeah. I mean, I would hate to have something half-assed out there, especially for something like this, and go, oh, I need to take those photos down. I need to change those photos. And meanwhile, that's all these potential people that are just moving past you because you've got poor lighting, or your glasses on, or a hat, or a group photo. I mean, was there any other main things that repel? And I want to know why you use that word repel. Like, what do you think somebody looks at and goes, oh God, no. You know, it's like,
it could be one off picture and they're okay. Like, next. Yeah. She's not for me. And I know what someone's thinking, well, then he's not for me if he's just not gonna, but we do the same thing.
Yeah.
We all do the same thing. So we want to put ourselves in the best possible light. And Marjorie, I love how you said that should build your confidence, because then you're like, yeah, this is me, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And I know some people feel funny doing a photo shoot and it can feel a little awkward, but I'm going to give them two tips on how to, like, really kind of loosen you up. Is number one is, because I have to do photo shoots too for my business, so I know it feels awkward. But number one is, I'm going to give you three tips.
Okay.
Number one is to practice posing beforehand. Because that's where we feel awkward. It's like, oh, what do I do with my hands? What do I do with my legs?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's practice posing, sitting, standing, doing whatever, right? So that's number one. Because then by the time you get to the photo shoot, you'll feel more comfortable and you'll feel more confident. And mm-hmm. then the second thing is, before you do the photo shoot, is I would... we all like music. We all like dancing. Blast some music while
yeah.
you're getting ready and dance around your home and put you in the mood. And then it just becomes fun, right?
It's playful. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the third thing I would say is, when you're getting the photo shoot done, because that's where people feel weird, it's because that big lens is in your face, right? Is when you look into the lens, instead of seeing, oh, this feels awkward, it's a photographer staring at me, I feel funny, is when you look into the lens, look into it like you're looking at the right man that you're Ooh. Going to spend the rest of your life with, and you'll be so much more relaxed, and it'll come across a lot differently in the photos.
Yeah, I love those tips, and especially... I thought you were going to say have a glass of wine or two, which probably would help too. But, you know, with posing, it's funny because I'll see, you know, especially online business people have everything's with their laptop, or there's certain standard photos, I feel like, poses. But if you find somebody who's doing a pose, like, you can look real quick and see what other people are doing that looks like something you would do. Like, would you stand there with your hands on your hips? Probably not. But, you know, you can also look for other poses people are doing and see what feels comfortable and, like, more natural for you. But the music tip, music can snap us right back into a great, I don't care what's going on in your life, music is transformational, and it could really make something that makes you feel, you know, happy or playful. But yeah, that's a great tip. And just blast it like it's your, you know, just channel your inner Cindy Crawford. Like, we've all wanted to have those photo shoots where our hair's blowing because the fan's on us. You know?
I know. Just, and we need to own it. I think, you know, I feel like society has sometimes made women in midlife made us feel like we're either disappearing or we're not important. It's like, and people could say whatever they want, but it's, if we believe it, that's our fault, right?
Right.
So let's
right.
stand in our power and really, truly, like, own the photo shoot. Like you said, we all wanted to be Cindy Crawford at one point in our life,
right?
And just have fun with it. And at this point in our life, it's really important for us as women is to really believe in ourselves and have that confidence, know our self-worth, and stand in that power.
You know, that should be like, society should require us when we turn 50 to do a photo shoot, like, just so you have it. You know, but really, why not give the gift of that just because we want to do it? Like, just do it for you first, and then you'll just happen to have it. But it would be fun because we do kind of start to shrink, or society makes us feel invisible, or we think everybody's going to want a 30 or 20-year-old. No, they don't. And you don't want that kind of guy anyways. Let him have the 20-year-old. You know, they like you just we just need to. Yeah, it's because it's not a desperation move to go online dating. It's like, if it happens, that's fabulous. But you'll never know unless you put yourself out there. And if you do put yourself out there, why not go all in and get the best photos and show yourself in the best light and get help with doing it right from the beginning?
Yeah, you know? It's so important. Yeah, yeah, and you know, you brought up a really great point, Marjorie. I love that you brought it up, is about the men that want to date 20-year-olds. And you're, I always find that odd. When I was a matchmaker, I always had a rule in my head for my clients is you can't really date women that are younger than your adult children, because I always found that weird.
Right, right.
But the men that want to date women that are younger, let them. Trust me, you don't want those men. Those men are insecure. They need that, you know, little trophy girlfriend. We as women in midlife are so much stronger, smarter, confident, and we know what we bring to the table. So we get to stand in that. And if a man doesn't want to date you because of your age, he's the wrong man for you. It's okay.
Right. And I think that, you know, we're always on the like defensive, you know what I mean? We're trying to like say, oh, they're not going to pick me, but maybe you're the one that needs to be the, you know, that's not what I want. It's not just about waiting to be chosen. Like you said, stand in your power. It's like, I'm a great package. You know, I was a single mom for a long time, and I never got married till I was 44. And I remember when I first had my son, who was the greatest blessing on earth. But initially I thought, okay, now I'm a woman with a kid. Like now, but now I'm like, ooh, who gets to be in his life 24/7? You know, it's like that was a bonus package. And yeah, we just got to own what we've been through, what we want, and be able to say, and like, we've had enough practice at this point, and just, it's step into your authentic self. But you know, why not show it in the best light?
Yeah. You know, and you know, Marjorie, what you said is so important. I say this all the time. It's about women becoming the chooser. Stand in your power. Stop waiting for men to choose you. And we need to take our power back. We right. need to take our power back. It's not pick me. It's like, show me who you are and if I want to share my life with you, right? And I'm not saying this, by the way, from a snobby way or in a way that, you know, puts us on a pedestal. I mean it from a way that we need to stop being that woman that is like, oh, pick me, I should be thankful. No.
Right. I know. And I feel like the women that get to this point and they're like, you know what, love is just not in the game for me. I did that, or I just got out of this. My marriage ended after 34 years. I just would rather be alone. No, you wouldn't. I mean, we're not meant to be alone. Like you said, take the time to heal. Always make sure that happens. But it's, you've got nothing to lose. It's a choice. Like, why not have your profile out there and let the universe work in bringing your life partner to you? But you've got to take that first step. And you're not meant to do life alone. You do deserve love at this chapter. And it's not about, you know, waiting and being on the receptive end. It's like, no, I'm going to go for it. Like you would pursue anything else that's important to you in life. And like, it's a life commitment. You want to spend your days, your nights, your life, you know, build this next chapter of your life with somebody. Yes, you should take the time and energy to make sure that you're going to be the best version of you so you can attract the best version of them for you.
Yeah, it's so important. And, you know, if at this point in our lives that we can't be our authentic self, then something's wrong. But again, people are going to hear me say this so much throughout this, but stand in your power, ladies.
Yeah. Oh, I love what you're doing, Susanna. It's got to be so rewarding. Like you said, you already know those women that are like, well, I'm not going to be on Match, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to. And you're like, oh, I'm going to get her to do it. And she's going to be hugging me in 10 months, 6 months. You know, it's like, it's got to be rewarding for you.
It is. It is. I truly love what I do, and I'm so passionate about it. And every time I get an email or a call from a former client with about a success story, it makes me so happy. In fact, just this week, I got two emails from two clients and told me they found love again. And some people, it happens later, right? Like the last time we worked together was 2 years ago, but sometimes it just takes a little bit more time. But as our business coach says, your journey is your journey. And I always love to say that because it takes the pressure off and it makes you realize that wherever you're at is where you're supposed to be as long as you keep moving forward.
And as long as you get started. You have to get started for the journey to start. So
exactly.
I know that you have a cool thing that can help us with that, a free online masterclass called The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how people can get registered for it?
Sure. So it's called The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man, and it's a masterclass where I'm going to share with you the number one way to meet a quality man. I'm also going to share with you what to do when online dating isn't working for you and why it may not be working for you and how to turn that around. So I know a lot of women will say to me, you know, Suzanne, online dating doesn't work. And I'm like, yes, it does. 99% of my clients have met their match online. So it does work. It just means something's not going right with your profile. So tune into this masterclass. You can click on the link if you're watching the video right here on the video or below the video. And if you're listening to the podcast, you can just go to yournextamazingstory.com and click at the top of the homepage and you can register for that masterclass.
Oh, that makes it easy. That's so great. I'm so excited you have that masterclass. Okay, I think that's it for today. Thanks everyone for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. Our show is available in both video and podcast format, which can be found at the same site, yournextamazingstory.com. You've made that easy, Suzanne. So everything is at the same, yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.